Dear students, it's week number 12 and we're continuing Bond. Not too boring, is it? Don't you just love our weather? Finally, yay! So get out there and enjoy nature. And there's a woodpecker. So remember, introduction to bonds, you've gone through that, right? Make sure you understand the relationship of interest rates and bond prices and then all the other things about bonds, the characteristics, call features, credit rating and the like, quoting. Now, this week, oh, this is exciting, bond valuations. You know, turns out bonds are not that boring. Yeah, actually they are. But our predictions for bond prices are going to be far more closer to reality than our stock prices. Why? Because bonds are fixed. We know what we're going to get from our bonds because we're getting paid semi-annual interest payments, and we get the principal at the end of the term, barring any default, which is better not brought up in polite company. Now, little bit of information on convertible bonds, preferred stocks, convertible preferred hybrid securities. You know, they're not really for us in general. The assignment's easy, right? And the three questions on the exam are already there for you, the questions and the answers. So you don't have to spend all the time on hybrid securities. Speaking of exams, next week is exam number 4. But before that, we're going to tie it all together. We're going to go back to the very beginning of the semester and discuss the relationship of risk and return when we discuss diversification and asset allocation. So, don't forget the discussion forums. Turn in your assignments even if they're late. Check out the sample portfolio. Whatever you do, don't give up. Never give up. Study every day. We've come this far. Don't blow it now, dear students.